This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center is accusing hackers backed by the Russian state of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. In a coordinated statement from Britain, the United States, and Canada, the countries attributed the attacks to a group called APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear. The group is believed to be operating as part of Russian intelligence services. Russian news agency RIA cited spokesman Dmitry Peskov as saying the Kremlin rejected London's allegations, which he said were not backed by proper evidence. In a separate announcement, Britain also accused Russian actors of trying to interfere in its 2019 election by trying to spread leaked documents online. The Australian government has announced a $1.4 billion package to counter the nation's rising unemployment rate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying Thursday $1 billion will go toward a current wage subsidy program that will pay half of all wages for apprentices employed by small businesses. The remaining $400 million will fund new courses for thousands of future workers setting out post-coronavirus pandemic. The financial aid package is being introduced as Australia's official unemployment rate rose to 7.4%, or nearly 1 million people, the highest rate in 22 years. Meanwhile, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike said Thursday the city has recorded more than 280 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. stock markets fell on Thursday, with the S&P 500 retreating from a five-week high. This as concerns about the economic toll from another round of shutdowns across the United States offset data that shows upbeat domestic retail sales in the U.S. in June. The Commerce Department's report showed retail sales jumped 7.5% last month, compared with economists' forecasts of 5%. That's signaling the economy is continuing to limp out of a coronavirus-driven slump. But a recent surge in domestic COVID-19 cases has forced U.S. states such as California to shut down again, sparking fears of more business damage. As the U.S. nears 3.5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases on Thursday, more states and local jurisdictions are mandating face coverings. The governor of the southern state of Alabama, Kay Ivey, ordered all residents to begin wearing masks effective Thursday. The western state of Montana's governor also imposed mandatory mask wearing at all indoor public settings in certain counties. However, a handful of U.S. state leaders have refused mandatory face coverings, such as the state of Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, who announced Wednesday he has tested positive for the virus. A lack of medical staff and equipment is forcing some South African hospitals to turn away hundreds of people infected with the coronavirus. Dr. Tobisa Foto said her intensive care unit at a hospital in Port Elizabeth has been able to accept only a quarter of the people seeking treatment. Scores of people are dying in South Africa without getting medical treatment. South Africa has confirmed more than 300,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 4,400 deaths. Flights have resumed in Peru after operations were restricted for 4 months to slow the spread of the coronavirus. However, some passengers at Jorge Chavez Airport in Lima were disappointed that social distancing was not enforced. Transport operations resumed on the Amazon River on Wednesday. The government also restarted bus travel in all but seven regions where coronavirus cases are still rising. The Taliban said Thursday it has already released 845 Afghan security forces under an ongoing prisoner swap with the Kabul government. The insurgent group says it's working to free the remaining 155 in line with the agreement with the United States. That according to Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen, speaking with VOA. That full story is on voanews.com. Go there to read it. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.